The global financial crisis is bringing new attention to the state's recently changed retirement plan. New hires participating in the state's defined contribution plan say they're forced to put money into the system and are hurt by its recent losses. Funds managed by the Alaska Retirement Board are down about 17% since July. KTOO's Weld Royal has the story.
When Congress passed its monumental financial bailout package last month, Pat Shire and colleagues at the State Division of Retirement and Benefits started taking a lot of calls from retirees.
When the situation began to unfold, we had persons calling wondering if their retirement check was going to show up in the mail. And we were able to answer accordingly, depending on what their situation was, what kind of a retiree they were.
The answer to calls from public employees and teachers covered by the old defined benefit program was easy. Benefits are guaranteed by the Alaska Constitution and remain secure, unthreatened by market swings. But teachers, municipal or state workers hired since mid-2006 heard a different answer. Their account balance is not guaranteed. No investment options are risk-free. When the legislature replaced the defined benefit system with a defined contribution plan, they blamed the old system in part for the state's multi-billion dollar unfunded liability in teachers' and public employees' retirement funds, known as TERS and PERS. Ryan Marquis is covered by the new plan, which works like a 401k. He says he's expecting a quarterly statement on his retirement account any day now and dreads opening it.
When I retire from this system, it's, you know, whatever money's in my account, and you know, it could be a lot of money, and it could be no money at all. I mean, and I definitely have potential to outlive it.
Marquis is a member of the Alaska Public Employees Association. APEA legislative liaison Cindy Spanier says members started complaining about the new retirement system long before the financial crisis, but its onset has brought fresh calls and more of them.
Members are very concerned about whether or not they will have anything at all in their retirement accounts. They are real concerned about the investment fees that always seem to stay the same regardless as to whether or not the market goes up or down. Oh, gosh, gee, if, you know, we've been talking here. I just got a New York Times alert. Dow falls 400 points.
Spanier says bringing back the old retirement system is the union's top legislative priority. In March, the Department of Administration issued results of a study on how the new system hurts or helps recruitment and retention. It indicates that managers reported difficulties in recruiting due to uncompetitive wages, not the retirement plan. There is also a concern that employees covered by the new plan will leave after they are employed long enough to receive maximum benefits, for many after 5 years. The report concluded it's too soon to tell. Gary Bader is Chief Investment Officer of the state's Treasury Division and oversees public employee retirement accounts. He says in September, as the world's financial difficulties worsened, the Alaska Retirement Board introduced 7 new investment options for employees enrolled in the defined contribution system. Bader says the options had been in the works for a while, but as the market conditions deteriorated, the board called for a special meeting to approve them.
We worked as hard as we could to get them available to employees as soon as possible. And I think they were there for those who were wanting to find a wider array of places to invest their money.
New investment options aren't enough for Juneau Democratic Senator Kim Elton. He plans to introduce a bill in the upcoming legislative session to bring back the guaranteed pension plan. He says employers are calling for it.
Many of the calls and the concerns that have been expressed to our office are not from state employees looking for a job. They are from those people whose task it is to recruit and retain people. It has been especially challenging, and we're hearing a lot from school districts. It comes down to, we now have one of the riskier retirement plans for public employees.
A similar bill backed by Elton was introduced last year, but died in committee. In Juneau, I'm Weld Royal.